Good morning and praise God.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible and read Psalms 101. Psalms 101. Kindly open. Let us read. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso freely slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell within me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my eyes, in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you send us on time to direct us, guide us, cleanse us, and sanctify us. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and to provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us to treat in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives that comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess our sins and renounce them, Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we commit once again into your hand, not to do them again, and to live a life to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal requests and petitions. For God said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we trust you and rely on you that you will answer our prayers. You will shield us, protect us, and provide us all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue to persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and the plan to their families. We pray, Lord, you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, a stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have a good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husband. We pray for each wife to unite with their husband to implement the discipline, orders to their children, and according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy, and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to humble down. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, laziness, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight.
Yes.
Lord, help the children to persevere in the discipline of their parents, and that they will serve you and continue to do the works. Lord, we pray that you help and support all the single parents in the church and provide all their needs to continue to care for their children. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss, your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more income so we can continue to receive our salaries on time. And so we give what is due to you. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful to give what is due for you from tithes, offering, and first fruits, that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to help us to be a noble vessels of your blessing to the people around us by preaching a word to them and by our good example to them that they can see Christ in us. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need that you will provide to them their needs. Lord, give them wisdom to help them to solve their problems. Lord, heal those who are sick among them and provide jobs for those who are jobless in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and the people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people that we mention now in our prayers. Lord, convict them to repent and to come and to give their lives to you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of new people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Grant us favor from you and from the governments of those places that all our logistic needs and documentations will be provided. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more brethren to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who left your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, lead us to those who are repenting to help them to go out from their troubles. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the evangelism, the fabrications, the children and the youth under their parents, and the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, go before us and offer us effective tools to reach the lost and preach your word and impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to make new disciples, to pray, to minister and to declare your will so they will know that you are a true God and we are your servants. Lord, enable us to reach new places, new countries, cities, and new languages and nations. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, bless every item of our service. Bless our prayers, our worship songs, the giving, and your word that we will hear today. Speak to us, Lord, and do miracles and wonders in our midst. Bless also this recording to reach the rest of the congregations and the members of the church, and to reach the lost, and to have the fruits that you want to see in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord our God.
Holy, holy are you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. We praise you, we magnify you, O Lord God. Truly, Lord, we believe, O Lord God, that the heavens continue to rejoice with us. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a family that we can come together to worship you in spirit and truth.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray that you will fill once more our hearts with joy and peace that comes from you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Eternity, we will continue to praise you and worship you, O God. You deserve all the praises. Thank you that you have spoken to us and it was done. Your word will not go in vain, but rather, as you have said, it will come to pass. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we continue to live according to your words. Hallelujah.
Let us now collect what is due to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Father God in heaven, we praise you and thank you for all the provision you bestow upon us. that without you we are nothing. And as we give our tithes, offering, and fresh fruit, may you glorify it and fulfill your promises to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessing to us that there is no room to receive it, and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, bless this money to further the extension of your congregation and help the needy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message from our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Watchman Part 2. Watchman Part 2. In 2 Timothy, kindly open our Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. In King James Version, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, for after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away the ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Yes, O God, Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, praising and thank you for your word today that we will hear. I pray, Lord, bless your word. Anoint my lips to read it clearly and correctly, and give us obedient and teachable heart to those who hear, and convict them to repent and amend their ways to follow you. Lord, bless this, spread it, and have fruit that you want, that you desire to harvest. In Jesus' name, amen. The instructions of Paul to Timothy is good guidelines for us today of how to live our life as a watchman and how to conduct ourselves in the ministry. Apostle Paul gave to Timothy the full instruction of how to do the ministry in a perfect way. But does it not only depend on the authenticity of the instruction, but as well as on the obedience of Timothy, who needed to implement the instructions thoroughly to be working effectively and would be reproducing fruit. Partial obedience or delay obedience with compromises will not yield the fruit that God would expect from sending his word to his people. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Timothy was charged in the presence of God and with the judgment of Jesus Christ to keep the instructions carefully and implement them thoroughly. Failure to abide with this charge in service will put those delinquents under the judgment of God. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We are called to preach the word of God in all circumstances, in season and out of season. Therefore, we need to be well prepared for that. We need to make ourselves available for that. We need to free ourselves from many worldly affairs, fight, strife, etc. So we will be ready to preach the word with effectiveness and depth to the people whom God is sending us to, so they will be having the opportunity to hear the truth, that someday they will be saved. We ought to do that even if that costs us troubles and suffering, till we impart the sound doctrine in a proper way. When you are going to speak the truth, the people may hate you and make you rejected in the eyes of other people. But take heed Continue to be willing to impart the message of salvation and the truth.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heed to themselves teachers having itching ears. This is now the time that the people will not be willing to listen to the truth. In fact, some of them, they are willing to listen to everything but not the truth. They will follow their own worldly lust and will gather around them teachers who will say to them what pleases them and do to them what they request. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They will not be interested to hear and understand the truth of God from God's word, but instead they will be interested to hear and get deceived by fake stories because they had set their minds to be away from the truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Paul said to Timothy that he was different, and he needed to watch his life and his doctrine closely, so he will not be deceived, and he will be using all opportunities to serve God and to present to the people the non-adulterated word of God.
Amen.
He ought to endure hardship and delight to go in the narrow way and continue in this way, preaching and evangelizing, making disciples, raising up workers to do the very good work of God. Timothy was called not to get discouraged of what was going on around him. Paul told him that he will preach and the people will go away. Therefore, he instructed him to continue to preach and not to be discouraged with whatever people will do from nonsense. One of the main discouragements that we might be faced with is when we preach and the people are indifferent to the message, or when we preach and the people are getting more wild because of the message, or when we preach and the people got offended and will go away from us because of the message. That is why it is fit for us this statement, but watch thou in all things.
Amen.
Truly, we need to watch ourselves of how we react in response to rejection, persecution, and when the people are indifferent to our message. Endure afflictions. Rejection is like putting a cover over a candle to hinder the light from reaching others. Rejection to the message gives rise to discouragement and doubting, and feeding on negative thoughts that will consume us if we are not thoughtful and watchful to avoid pondering on them. Therefore, we need to endure it, rejoicing in it, crying to God in the times of troubles, especially when we are rejected or disrespected, and he will be the one to sustain us and bind up our wounds and heal us and empower us to go to the next step, which is to do the work of an evangelist. The best way to depend is to attack. We need to continue to evangelize, reaching new people and venting into new places with the gospel of Jesus. Evangelism is sowing the seed, trusting God that he will bring the fruit and the ministry, as Paul said to Timothy, make full proof of thy ministry. The other meaning of proof is evidence, testimony, verification, confirmation, and attestation. Enduring afflictions and persistent in evangelism and spreading God's word is the way that our ministry to be fully proof. Paul made from himself a good example for Timothy to follow when he told him in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. What was left from Paul's body was to offer to God to be martyred for Christ's cause and mission. He further testified and emphasized to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. In the same way, for Timothy and for us today, we need to fight the good fight in honesty and without compromising. Up to the end, that is how we ought to finish the course that God had outlined for us. And that is the way. How we kept the faith by keeping ourselves in the narrow way that God had ordained for us. Many, they are good to sneak out from the narrow way and the narrow gate, that are good in making excuses and know how to make stories to avoid trials and suffering. But the Lord will not be mocked. He knows if you are fighting the good fight or you are doing the negative fight. And accordingly, he will reward you according to your conduct. Paul confidently said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. How about you now? Have you fought a good fight? Have you finished your course? And have you kept your faith intact? Have you done well? Are you sure that in store for you the crown of righteousness that God will award to you at his coming? Are you waiting and ready for his appearing? Are you walking faithfully in the way that he is outlining to you? Ponder on all these questions and amend your ways in the presence of God, and do them before his coming. Number three, watch to warn others. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 to 9, Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 1 to 9, in King James Version, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their cost, and set him for their watchman, if when he set the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come, and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth, and warn them for me. Where I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt die in his iniquity. O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. We are called to be accountable to warn the people from the coming threats and dangers that would come upon them. If we are not going to warn the people, then we are accountable before God for their blood. Therefore, evangelism is a mandatory thing that God would like us to do for him to reach the lost souls. We are also called to warn the wicked person to stop sinning and persuade him to repent. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 8, where I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. If we fail to warn the wicked, he will die, and we will be held accountable before God for his blood. But if we warn him and he did not take heed of the warning, then we are free from his blood before God. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 to 19, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yes, yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20, again, when a righteous man that torn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Sometime we are complacent toward the righteous man when he start to do wrong, because we think that he knows the word of God, or because we just want to avoid confrontation with him, we keep silent. Why we need to speak? Because if we will not warn him, God will take his life, and he will die. But his blood, God will require from us. Who knows also that when you warn, he may take heed, repent, and get saved, and you also will deliver your soul before God. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 21, nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. Number 4, watch to protect others. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do with it with joy, and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. The leaders of the church watch the souls of the church members in order to warn them, to protect them from the following dangers. Letter A, the dangers of those who cause division and lead the people into wrong directions. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17, now when I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Also in Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 31, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter into among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that they the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. Letter B, the dangers of the false teachers and false prophets. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Also in Mark chapter 8, verse 15, and he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Let us see the danger of false Christ. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 to 5, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Number 5, watch to care for the new missions fields and the various widespread church congregations. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Also in Luke chapter 2, verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. God called us to watch and nurture the souls of the members of the new congregations. Number 6, watch and continue to do the task as you are watching for the second coming of the Lord. The second coming of the Lord, no one knows which time. Therefore, we need to be ready spiritually to meet him on the air. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 42 to 43, watch therefore, for ye know not what are your Lord that come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. God wants you in service unto him. Amen. And Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 40, let your loins be girded about and your light burning, and ye yourself like unto men that wait for their Lord. And he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and have suffered his house to be broken through. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at the hour when you think not. The second coming of Christ is reward to us. We who are serving him to spare us the tribulation, time that will take place after the church is caught in the air. In Luke chapter 21, verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Also in Mark chapter 13, verses 35 to 37, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And Mark 13, verses 30, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 16, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as other which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also will sleep in Jesus with God, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Number 7, watch and report to the church leadership. Nehemiah, when he was rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem, there were those who opposing this work of God, and they were trying to trouble him and those who were involved with him in the work. Nehemiah faced these threats according to the input and the reports that he himself heard or that was reported to him from others. We can read these events in Nehemiah chapter 4 and chapter 6. Kindly open our Bible in Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4 verses 1 to 23. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And spake before his brethren the army of the Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, for we are despised, and torn the reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard the walls of the Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of the burden is decayed and there much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, they shall not know neither see till we come in the midst among them and slay them, and caused the work to cease. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places when you shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles, the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone with his work. And it came to pass from the time forth, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the havergons. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which builded on the wall, and they had bare burdens with those that led it. Everyone with one of his hand wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders on the wall, for the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. And what place thereof, therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. In Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 19. Now it came to pass when Sambalat and Tobiah and Gesem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sambalat and Gesem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in the Psalm, one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought, Do to me mischief. And I sent messengers unto him, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whistle, I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after their sort, I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sambalat, his servant, unto me in like manner, the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen and the Gashmu, saith he, it that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such thing than as thou sayest, but thou findest thou out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward, I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Delaiah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up, and he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I preserve that God had not sent me him, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sambalat had hired him. Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, that they might have manner, that they have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sambalat according to this their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month of Elul, in the 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they preserved that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son in the law of Shekaniah, the son of Ara, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam, the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. So we can see clearly that Nehemiah, as leader, was very aware with the movements of the enemies who were against the rebuilding and the movements of those false prophets who were trying to intimidate him and the movements of those Jews who were half-hearted and who were with the enemy. Now, he might know some of this information by his personal interactions with those people. But he was also receiving reports from the people around him of what was going on. And Nehemiah was directing the battle and the needed task to be done according to the input that he was receiving of what was going on. In the same way, We also, as a church, are surrounding by enemies, the false brothers who cause division, those who are against the discipline of God's word, the false teachers and the false prophets who are continually trying to deceive and fool the sheep out of the way that the Lord ordained. Another scripture that we can meditate on in pertains to the issue of reporting is the reporting to King David after the battle that caused the death of his son Absalom. Let us read this passage in 2 Samuel chapter 18. 2 Samuel chapter 18 verses 19 to 23. Kindly open our Bible and read with me. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run and bear the king's tidings, how that the Lord had avenged him of his enemies. And Joab said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day. But this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. Then said Joab to Cushi, go tell the king what thou hast seen. And Cushi bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushi. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run, my son, seeing thou hast no tidings ready? But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushi. And David sat between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate unto the wall, and lifted up her eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. And the watchman cried and told the king. And the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth. And he came apace and drew near. And the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called unto porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. And the watchman said, me thinketh the running of the foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man, and cometh with good tidings. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king, and said, blessed the Lord thy God, which thou delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? And Ahimaaz answered, when Joab sent the king's servants and me thy servant, I saw a great tumult, but I knew not what it was. And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. And behold, Cushi came, and Cushi said, tidings, my lord the king, for the Lord had avenged thee this day of all them that rose up against thee. And the king said unto Cushi, is the young man Absalom safe? And Cushi answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that rise against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is. We can see from the scripture that Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, when he did not give the correct reporting, he was put aside so that the way will be given to other person who will tell what had happened. To the church leadership is watching and waiting to receive correct reporting of what is really taking place in the daily life of each and every member, family and ministry, and each and every battle. The reporting will determine to the leadership the next stage and the most appropriate decision that needed to be implemented. Some people, they will keep from reporting the truth, and they will say, let God reveal it to the leader of the church. But that is putting God in test, and that is sin. God had revealed it to you or to other person, and that was that he expected from each and every watchman on the wall to report exactly what he saw and came to know. Some people would not report because either they are afraid from the people or themselves are involved with the same sin that the enemy is doing, or out of their pride that they can manage themselves, or they have their own mind and have put aside the leadership of the church. Worldliness and enticement of the lust of the flesh can be another reason for independence and hiding information from reaching the church leadership. All these reasons are causes of failure and the penetration of the enemy into our midst. The reporting to the church leadership is so important, and the whole picture will become complete when each and every person on the wall will report what was taking place in his territory. When all information will reach the leader of the church, then he will be able to have the complete picture of what is taking place. Each watchman will have only a part of the picture, but the leader of the church, since he supposes to receive all reports from the different watchmen of the walls who witnessed different things took place in their territory, then the leader will have the whole picture of what taking place, because he is able to see the same scene from different directions with more details as he received reports from several or many watchmen who witnessed what had happened from different directions. My dear and beloved, Apostle said to 2 John chapter 1, verse 8, look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward, which means that you need to be faithful and honest to what had been entrusted to you, that you need to do your ministry well. Then you will be rewarded by the Lord when he will appear. Meditate on the message and work it out with the Holy Spirit to take your active part and to fulfill your duties and call, being a watchman serving God. Let us pray. Kindly rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for outlining to me in this message the responsibilities of a watchman and your full assignments to him. Lord, thank you for all the correction, the rebukes, and the admonishment that we receive in this message. Confess and renounce all your sins to God. Confess and renounce your lack of serving God and your lack of reading God's word in the Bible and your lack of prayer. Confess your lack of evangelism and your spreading God's word. Confess your worldliness, your love of money and material things, and your entangling with civilians' affairs. Repent of your unwillingness to rebuke sinners. Repent of your lack of concern to protect others from false teachers and false prophets, and your not willingness to report to the leadership of the church the important events that come across in your life. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to go on and serve you and be a watchman, abiding with all the principles that we receive in this message. Lord, I commit my life to go and evangelize, to watch, to warn others who sin, to protect those who are in danger, and to report properly to the church authority. Lord, protect me, give me good health and strength, and provide for me to continue to serve you. Lord, thank you for the brothers and sisters who repented for their sins and committed their lives to go and serve you. Lord, bless them, make them grow, and give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit to serve you. Lord, use their lives to be a good example to others to follow you.
To honor you,
Lord, bless us, your church, and bestow upon us spiritual gifts that we need to go on and make disciples and train workers. Lord, help to plant new Bible studies and new congregation for the church. Lord, continue to protect us and provide all our needs. Lord, we pray for more people to water baptize and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.